Hello, Grant here.
Hey, Grant. This is Steve Dave from Sastel.
Yes.
And I'm calling to let you know we're getting ready to change your phone number, the 70 number. We're going to be changing it. We're going to change it to a brand new number.
Why is that?
Oh, you're joking. Oh, you're joking. Oh, you're joking. Right?
Right.
Oh, you're joking. Oh, you're joking. Oh, you're joking. Right?
Right.
Who's more important than me? I'm a high demand guy. Who's more important than me? I'm a high demand guy. Who's more important than me?
400 employees.
Who's more important than me?
Over 4,000 customers.
I suspect this is fraud. This is fraud.
Fraud.
No.
I do have your new phone.
No, you're joking.
Oh, no, I wouldn't joke about something
no,
like this.
No, you're joking.
No, it's a high demand number.
No, you're not doing it.
Oh, no, we have to.
That's too bad.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to Hobosode number 423, and it's brought to you by Whiskey Pete. Thanks, Whiskey Pete, for supporting us on the Patreon.
Thank you for choosing Hotel Lex. This is Mimi speaking. How may I be at your service?
Hello. I'm going to be there a little bit later tonight. Do you charge for dogs?
Yes, we do.
How much is that?
$75 fee.
$25?
$75.
Oh, $75? Is it per dog?
Yes.
Well, my dogs, okay, so I work for a company that makes robotic dogs, and yes. These are all robotic dogs. They're not really dogs, they're robots, but they look like real dogs.
If he's a dog, then he's going to be a $75 fee.
I have seven of them, and they're those big police dogs. I'm just transporting them to a police station on the other side of the country.
Do you have paperwork that show that?
Yeah, I can open up their side panels. You know, I'll open up the panel on the side of the dog, and you can see that it's a robot.
And you have seven dogs?
Yeah, seven dogs. Big police dogs. I have to bring them all in my room, because I don't want anyone to steal them out of the car.
I don't think we allow seven dogs.
But they're not really dogs. It's like equipment.
I'm sorry?
It's equipment. They're robots. They're like android dogs.
What's your last name?
My last name?
Yeah, because you say you're checking in tonight, right?
Yeah, Gerbel.
Okay. Do you have a reservation?
Nah. I just need a single bed.
Okay, so can I take your information? I have to check this with a manager and call you back.
Well, where's the manager? Is he not there?
I'm sorry?
Where's the manager at?
He's in a meeting right now.
With who?
Sir, he's in a meeting. I can take your name and phone number and call you back.
Okay, well, can I just open up the side panel of the dog? And I mean, it's so
Sir,
obvious it's not a real dog.
Can I take your name and phone number and call you back?
The dogs can talk.
Okay, I'm not going to answer any more questions.
Ma'am, if it's a talking dog, can it come in the hotel? Need to show some respect for my robot dogs. What are those police dogs called? Are they German Shepherds? Yeah, that's the one. German Shepherds. I'll say I have seven German Shepherds coming in.
Jason's house is Clayton. May I help you?
Hi, I'm going to be there later tonight to stay there. And is there like a dog fee?
It's $10 per pet per night.
Okay, $10 per dog. So $70 then. Okay.
You get seven dogs?
Seven German Shepherds, yes.
Oh, wow. But, let me get okay on my manager. He's right here. Hold on.
Ask him, like, do they have to pay if they're not really dogs?
What do you mean they're not really dogs?
These are robotic prototype dogs. Okay, I'm transporting them to a police station in Seattle.
Hold on just a minute. Sir?
Yeah?
I just talked to my manager. We only allow two pets per room.
Okay, well, these aren't pets. These are, this is like equipment. These are computers. Basically,
I'm not sure I understand because you said you had seven pets.
Yeah, seven German Shepherds, but you know, they're just shaped like pets. They're robot dogs, and you know, they look and act just like real dogs, except they'll do everything in unison. If you just watch them, they're obviously robots.
Okay, give me just a minute. I'll be right back with you.
Okay, tell them they do everything in unison, like barking and stuff.
Okay, sir, I'm back with you. So these pets they don't poop or pee or do anything like that. They're just basically like computers or...
Yeah, they'll walk around in unison. They like march in formation and stuff.
Okay, do they bite people?
They can, yes, but no, they're not active on active duty, so they won't bite anyone.
Okay. So do you have a reservation already?
No, not quite yet. I'll just show up there tonight with my dogs.
I can accept you. Yeah, that's fine. And there won't be a charge of them as long as they don't poop or pee, and we won't charge you for them.
That's okay. Well, they are programmed to act like real dogs, so they're going to, like, they might bark in the middle of the night and howl and chew on stuff, like chew on wood and chew on counters.
We'll have to charge you for them, but we can't accept them then. It's one of the things you said, they can't poop, pee, or chew anything, so.
Well, no, you just said poop and pee.
But,
they definitely can't poop and pee.
Yeah, they won't poop and pee, but they could chew on things. Yeah, we won't charge you. I mean, we'll have to charge you, but we will accept them. Because originally he told me to cancel it if it was 7-year-old dogs that poop and pee, but he said also bite, if they bite or chew on anything.
Oh, no. Well, yeah, I'll put their muzzles on.
It'll be better for you to pay the $70 because if you initial, which you have to initial when you come in, and if they do chew on anything, that's $250. It's written in your contract on the when you sign at the front desk.
I'll just fill their mouths with Vaseline.
Okay.
They can't do anything then.
I don't have the authorization to do that. Well, I'll check again, but I'm pretty sure he's going to say you have to pay if they chew on.
Oh no, I can't handle being put on hold again. All right, I'll see you tonight with
thank you.
My 7 German Shepherds that are totally robots. I'm not lying about that to get out of the pet fee. So that first one was $25 per dog, but then this one was just $10 per dog. And they're like the same price of hotel to get into. So I don't know why their prices are so different. Their hotels are like right by each other, too.
Hey, Vaconicana Lodge, how may I help you?
Hey, this is Brad from the Shell station next door.
Uh-huh.
I'm up on the roof with binoculars. And I can see inside a lot of the rooms, you know, in on this side of the hotel.
Are you looking in the windows or the roof?
Yeah, well, no, I'm on the roof of the Exxon station.
Yeah.
I work here. And I'm just looking in the windows of the hotel. And there is a lady just walking around fully nude in her room. Like, what if kids were to see this?
Do you know what room it is?
No, I don't know. I've never been in your hotel.
It's like you're looking straight at it. It should have a number on the door. If you can see that far into the window, you can see the door number.
Okay. Well, hey, calm down, Jesus.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But she is, like, okay. Completely naked, and, like, I'll try and figure out what her room number is. But, yeah, someone should tell her to put on some clothes.
Okay. When you find out, you let me know, because I can't figure it out.
Okay, well, can you just
No way I can see in the windows from down here.
Well, if you come over here, you can see. Maybe you'd recognize her.
I can't get up on a roof.
Wait, can I snap some pictures through my binoculars and text them to you?
I wouldn't do that. That's not very nice. Why are you talking about her being naked?
Yeah, she's
that
completely
would seem
naked.
Extreme.
I'm going to send you a naked picture of her.
If you do that, I will make sure the police see it.
No, like I'm not trying
to... Oh, yeah.
If you
take a naked picture of someone without their permission, I will turn it into the police.
Oh, I've taken lots of pictures over here. I just haven't sent any out.
Well, when you do, you will be reported.
For what? I'm just trying to help.
That is not right, sir. You have a great day.
It's helping. What the hell? You'd think they'd appreciate this. But no. She's just going to yell at me. There's one more hotel in this little cluster of hotels.
Residence Inn, this is Linda. Can I help you?
Hi, Linda. I'm going to be there tonight. You know, like, I'm going to be staying there tonight.
Uh-huh.
I'm just going to show up. I don't need a reservation, right?
What do you mean, you just show up?
I just want to show up. I'm just going to show up in my car.
But do you have a reservation scheduled for tonight?
No, that's what I'm asking. Do I need one?
Yes, you need one. You just can't show up.
Why can't I just show up? You guys aren't that busy.
Well, we are pretty busy. We got quite a few rooms booked for tonight.
But, I mean, there's a chance there'll be one available, right?
It's a possibility.
Okay.
There's a game this weekend, so a lot of people are coming in.
What game?
A UK football game.
Ugh. I mean, I'm not going to be watching the football game. So, can I get a discount?
Who is this?
My name is Roy.
Okay.
And I need to let you know I'm going to be bringing dogs in.
Okay.
But is there any kind of fee for dogs?
Yes, there's a fee for dogs. If you go online, you can get the pet package.
Okay.
Make the reservation online. There's a package for pets included.
Oh, how much is
I'm not sure how much
it is. How much is the fee?
The fees for the dogs is $30 per night.
Oh, geez.
It could be up to $100 if you stay in more than one night.
Up to? Well, I've got 7 dogs.
Oh, you can't have 7 dogs.
Why not? What's the limit?
Because they don't allow more than 1 or 2. That's it.
1 or 2?
Uh-huh. 1 up to 2. 2 pets in a room.
Well, these aren't real dogs, ma'am. These are prototype robotic dogs from Boston Dynamics, you know, the robot company. I'm delivering these to a police station.
Okay.
Over on the West Coast. You'll be able to tell they're robots. I mean, they look exactly like real dogs.
Uh-huh.
But they all move in unison and they can talk.
Okay. Never heard of it.
Yeah. Well, they're brand new.
I never heard of them.
They're brand new.
Okay. I never heard of it, though.
Okay. It's because they're brand new.
Okay.
Stupid.
But if you want to go out and make a reservation, go online and do it. Or else, if you want to do a reservation here, I can make a reservation for you.
Oh, I'm just going to take the risk. I'm just going to show up. Hopefully, there'll be a extra room for me. I mean, you have one for, like, important people, right?
Yes, depending on how important you are. Or, sure, unless you are member of the company or something.
Yeah, let's say that. Let's do that one.
Okay.
Be like, I'm Terry.
But I can't give any special privileges without approval, though.
Okay, I'm going to say I'm Terry from corporate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cherry from corporate?
Yeah, Terry.
Terry from corporate.
That's what I'll say when I get there.
Okay, are you from corporate?
No.
Okay, well, I can't give you privileges without getting approval from the general manager.
Okay, well, no, they'll probably believe me when I say that.
Okay. Have you contacted the manager?
No.
Okay, the manager is Kate. I can give her a call and get it approved for you to see what type of privileges. Maybe you can get a room on the house, but I'm not sure. I have to get it approved by her first.
Okay, yeah, that sounds great. Yeah, just tell her about my robot dogs, too.
Okay, all right.
I might need to keep a couple of them in the lobby down there.
Okay, who is this,
No, I'm serious. These are big dogs. I got 7 of them. Will I even be able to walk around my room with 7 dogs just standing around charging?
I have no idea. It's a possibility, sir, but right now I really couldn't tell you because I don't know how large they are, and this is something I haven't seen before.
So I could just leave them in the lobby and plug them in, and they'll just be dogs, like big scary dogs that are standing there. That have red, you know, red glowing eyes. That's not a problem, right?
I don't know about leaving them in the lobby, no.
Outside my door?
Customers coming and going. You can't do that.
How about outside my door? Like, I can just put the
cord
underneath the door?
No, I don't think you're allowed to do all of that either.
And I'll put them in security mode, so, you know, if someone tries to steal the dog.
Is there a number where I can call you back? We have some people checking in that I need to get them checked in.
They'll bite their fingers off. Oh, this is Terry from corporate. Could I talk to one of the customers? I want to do the weekly customer survey.
Okay. Hold on just 1 second.
Oh, thank you so much. Are you putting a customer on the phone, ma'am? Ma'am? Oh, this is bullshit. Ma'am, ask that lady about her cough. That sounded COVID-y.
Hello, sir. Can I get your name and number and have someone give you a call back?
Oh, well, it's Terry from corporate. I just need to talk to a customer real quick. I'm going to do a quick customer survey.
Okay, I have a customer standing here that I've got to check in.
Okay, yeah, I can just talk to them while they're checking in.
Okay, hold on just a moment.
Thank you so much.
Hello?
Hi, ma'am.
Yes?
This is Terry from the corporate office.
Yes?
How do you feel about robotic dogs? Because we're going to be putting one in your room tonight.
Excuse me?
We're going to be putting a robotic dog in your room tonight. It's a, oh, did he say Doberman Pinscher? Oh, a German Shepherd.
And it looks, no, not happening on my watch.
Oh, no, we have to. It looks just like a real dog, but it's not going to be any bother at all. It's just gonna,
no, you're not doing anything like that.
No, it's going to look like a real dog, and he'll lay there on the floor.
I understand that, but thank you. You'll see him. Have a wonderful evening.
What the fuck is your problem, ma'am? Are you a cat person?
Excuse me, but you have a wonderful evening.
No, I won't have a wonderful evening. I won't.
Hang up on him. He's talking about putting a robot dog in my room.
Hey, she hung up on me. She can't take orders from customers, but I mean, she'll take orders from me. When I'm clearly not from corporate, what the heck was that?
Thank you for calling Town Place Suites. This is Brooke. How can I assist you?
Hey, Brooke. I'm staying in the hotel right now, and I'm in the electrical room down at the end of the hall because I'm trying to turn off my power because I got to add some receptacles into my room just to charge some things. So, do you know which one of these switches is the one that turns off my room?
That I do not know.
I don't have a breaker box.
What room are you in?
I don't have a breaker box in my room, do I? Because I was looking. I couldn't find it.
Not that I'm aware of. What room are you in, sir?
225.
And you're trying to add receptacles?
Yeah, no, I'm in the electrical room right now, where all the breaker boxes are, and I'm flipping the switches. See, look, I'm turning all these off. I'm just trying to get one that'll turn my room off. And some other lady came out and said I turned her room off.
I don't understand how you have access to the electrical room.
I used a butter knife to open the door. These doors are easy to open.
So but, sir, you're not supposed to access employees-only spaces.
I know. It didn't say employees-only, though. It just says electrical room.
Sir, I'm going to have to ask you to stop.
Stop what? Being in this room?
You can't be flipping the breakers, and you can't be in that room.
Oh, well, I was flipping them off. I'll flip them back on. Flip them back on. Oh, whoa, what's that, ma'am? What is that noise? Why is it doing that?
I do not, you are not supposed to be in there, sir.
Well, what's that alarm mean? What's an alarm mean? What's the alarm mean?
I don't know.
Oh, God. Well, it's a red light. It's flashing. Hold on, let me try and do something. Thank the baby Jesus. It shut off. I'm shaking now, ma'am. I'm shaking.
I need you to vacate the electrical room or I will be forced to call authorities.
Oh, no, don't call authorities. I really just need to get my room's power shut off because I'm going to be installing extra outlets on the walls.
No, I cannot allow you to do that, sir.
Why not?
I need you to vacate the electrical room now.
Okay, well, what can I just induce a power failure in my room by...
No, sir.
I'm just going to tie some wires together and plug them in and just blow the circuit. And that way I can search around for the breaker box that has a blown breaker. It doesn't break it. It doesn't literally break it. It's just...
Sir.
What?
I need you to remove yourself from the electrical room now.
Okay, I'll step out. Nope, still not doing it. I've got my radio blasted in my room down the hall, so I'll hear when my circuits go out. But it's still over there blasting.
I need you to hold one moment.
Where are you going?
Thank you for calling customer.
I guess
just
I
like
could
you.
Just keep
Please stay on the line and
switches.
We'll be with you shortly.
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
Are you still there?
I'm still here, yes. Hello.
And can I get your name, please?
I wouldn't be in the computer. I'm staying with somebody else.
I'm asking for your name, sir.
Roy. Ma'am, can I ask a question? What does this mean? Like, because I flipped this one. Hold on. Wait, no, not that one. This one. Oh, there it is. What is that? Because every time I flip that one switch back on, it makes that noise. I can't even tell where it's coming from. Do you know what that is, ma'am?
I don't know what that is, but the police are on their way.
No, don't be like that.
Yes.
But why? But why?
1790 Vendor Way.
Ma'am. Hello, ma'am.
812.
Ma'am. Ma'am, I have a question.
Hello.
Hello.
What floor are you on?
Oh, I'm on the seventh floor.
We don't have a seventh floor, sir.
Oh, I know. I was trying to tell you this because you said you were calling the police. I'm calling you from the prank call center in Tampa, Florida. This was just a prank call.
Well, I have police on the way.
Okay, but I mean, you're going to have to tell them I'm just a prank caller from Florida. That, like, listen, I've got sound effect buttons for the buzzer, and I've got some for car horns. Breaking glass, you know. It's all just a trick. It's just a prank call.
Well, the police have been alerted, and they have your phone number.
Oh, that's fine. They're not going to be able to come down to Tampa and get me, though, because I'm in Tampa. So,
let
the police know when they get there that you fell for an elaborate prank, and you're very sorry you bothered them, and you feel like such an idiot for wasting their time, and your own time, and my time. Just be sure to bring that up. How you feel so dumb for calling the police. In fact, me and you should hang up, and you should try and call them back and keep them from coming to your hotel. Because, you know, they probably have better things to do than investigate prank calls with, you know, silly sound effects like the Price is Right Wheel of Fortune thingy. Right? It was a joke. It's just a joke. Ma'am, it was a joke. I suggest hanging up immediately and saying, oh my gosh, police. I'm such a fuck up. Please don't send the police. Alright, I'm on hold again. I tried to tell her. She wouldn't listen to me.
Thank you for your...
Okay, I just got hung up on. I heard a very loud room when they picked up, though, as if it might be a back room or something, or maybe an electrical room. I'm just guessing. I don't know. But I'm sure she canceled her order for one policeman, but kept me on the phone as long as she could, just in case that phone number tracing still works that way. You know, they have to keep me on the line as long as they can. So the tracing machine has time to do its job.
Sleep in. How may I help you?
Hey there. I'm a guest here. I'm staying at the hotel. And I found some keys. Did anyone come up there asking for their keys?
I haven't, you know, got any questions. Are they just regular car keys or?
Yeah, it's like all their keys. You know, a bunch of keys on here. They are just in the hallway. In the middle of the hall, over by the elevator.
If you want, you can just bring them up to the front desk, so that way if anyone comes and asks, I can just give them.
Oh, well, I figured out, like, I went out in the parking lot, and I tried the keys in every car.
I started hitting the button and trying the key in like all the car doors. And I found the car.
Okay, what car is it?
Well, I don't know. It's got one of those square logos with the lines on the top and bottom. I don't know cars. I'm in their car right now. Is what I'm saying.
You're in their car.
Yeah, and like I could drive it over to the Shoney's real quick, right?
No.
Well, that's what I'm gonna do. I'm just gonna go to the Shoney's real quick, and I won't be more than an hour. I'm just gonna have a bite to eat.
Okay, if you know you get in trouble with the cops, that's on you.
Okay, well, this isn't really car theft, because their key. I found their keys on my floor.
Okay, and what room are you in?
I'm not in a room. I'm in their car.
You said you were a guest here.
Yes. Yeah. So.
Okay. So what's your room number?
Well, I don't even know. It's written on my key. It's in my pocket, and I already got my seatbelt on. So I'm just gonna drive this on over to Shoney's. Do you know like the best route to Shoney's? Because this thing doesn't even have a GPS in it.
Yeah, I can't help you on that one.
Okay. Alrighty. Well, you know, if anyone asks where their car is, just tell them it'll be back within an hour.
What's your name?
Roy. I wouldn't be in the computer, though. I came in with someone else. They put it under their name.
And what's their name?
Well, I don't need anything. I don't need anyone coming up. I'm... He hung up on me. That son of a bitch. I love that idea so much. I'm pretty sure that's from the Dragonmere or Wasted Memory show, where they find the keys and wacky hijinks ensue.
Thanks for calling Home 2 Suites. This is Melissa. How can I assist you?
Hey, Melissa. I have a problem. I'm an employee here at the tire discounters. That's kind of behind your building.
Okay.
I'm on the roof right now with binoculars, and I can see in a lot of the rooms.
Okay.
And in one room in particular on the second floor, there's a lady in there that's completely nude, just walking around.
Oh, gosh.
And, you know, what if kids were to be up here on our roof with binoculars?
Well, I would hope a child wouldn't be on a roof.
Yeah, but, you know, what if they're just... You know, out.
Can you tell me how many windows from going from left to right that it is?
It's the sixth one over from the left on the second floor.
Okay.
And she is just walking around naked.
Okay. Thank you.
And, you know, just acting like it's no big deal. She's just walking around naked doing stuff, watching TV.
All right. Thank you so much.
Doing stuff. And she's smoking. Are you allowed to smoke over there?
No, you're not.
Yeah. See? So I would search for the room that has cigarette smoke coming out of it.
Thank you so much for letting me know.
And I can send you a picture of her if you want.
No, thank you.
I've taken a few photos through my binoculars.
I might need to let the police know that because that is illegal.
No, it's not illegal.
Thank you.
It's not. It's what? They get all bent out of shape when I take photos of the naked girl who is smoking. She's always got to be smoking.
Thanks for calling High Place. And how can I help you?
Hey, I'm a guest over here at the Holiday Inn, kind of right across from you, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I'm looking out of my window with the telescope and binoculars, and I can see inside a lot of people's rooms over there. Because their curtains are just wide open.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Let me go see what JC wants me to do about that.
Okay.
Hold on 1 minute. All right, hon. I just talked to him, and he said that what floor are you on? So that way we know what floor that we need to go up here and tell him to close their curtains.
Oh, I'm on the top floor, but no, it's several different floors because I've been pointing my telescope.
Oh, so you can see in the whole front.
Yeah, I've been pointing my telescope at all the different rooms, and you won't believe what I saw while you had me on hold. There's a lady walking around her room naked.
Oh, God. Yeah, it's a hotel. You probably get that a lot.
Yeah, but like...
We had someone coming here yesterday telling us not to look up in the window because there was people having sex up against the glass with the curtains wide open. So don't be surprised if you don't see that.
Oh, man. I hope not, but I'm going to keep looking. But,
well, don't be looking in the binoculars. I'm just going to fair warn you.
Well, I'm using the telescope mostly. I'm using the binoculars to find the windows, and then when I see something good in there, I use a telescope, and I can take photos through that.
All righty. Well, all right. Man, I'm not going to swear if somebody sees you that if they call the law on you, that ain't my fault.
Okay, well.
Because they're going to think you're some peeping Tom or something.
What? No,
so,
I'm
yeah,
not.
I would
I'm
not be
not.
Doing that too much.
I'm just
that's what
staying
you sound
here.
Like.
I'm
you
just,
sound like you're like a little creepy.
What? Well, a little creepy? Looking, I'm not being creepy,
yeah,
Pam.
Yeah, because, I mean, yeah, you really are. Like, why would you have binoculars looking in hotel windows with binoculars and a telescope?
The sky is not clear.
That's a little creepy, but that's okay.
The sky
cool.
is not clear tonight.
I gotta get off here. I can't be on the phone talking about your binoculars.
Can't
bye-bye.
Look at
have a good night, honey.
Stars
bye-bye.
Tonight. Jeez. Let's do that one in reverse. I'm going to call the hotel that I was staying at and pretend I'm at that hotel, looking at the backside of the hotel this time from the front side. And how dare she call me a creepy peeping Tom? I'm just trying to make sure everyone's safe. That's all.
Thanks for holding in. How may I help you?
Hey there. I'm staying over at the Hilton that's kind of behind you, you know? I mean the Hyatt. And I'm on one of the upper stories here, and I can see in a lot of your windows with my telescope.
Why are you looking in the windows with a telescope?
The curtains are open on a lot of them. And man,
okay.
I don't want to alarm you, but there's a guy in there, and I think he's building killer robots or something.
Okay, sweetheart, if you're going to call me, I need you to call me with serious stuff. I don't have time for killer robots, okay?
This is serious.
Looking in the windows with telescopes. No, you're not serious.
Yes, I am serious. Hey, she didn't hang up properly. What do you know? I guess they're not going to talk about me. Darn it. Darn. Okay, I'm hanging up on her. She sounded just like the lady at the first place.
Thank you for calling Best Western. How can I help you?
Hello, ma'am. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be there later tonight with seven dogs. Is there a dog fee?
I can't tell if you're being serious or not.
Oh, well, no, I'm completely serious. It's just they're not real
We're
dogs.
Not.
They're robotic dogs. I'm delivering them for a company.
Oh, are you okay? Yeah, no, that's fine.
Okay, I mean, do you have to? Is there a fee for dogs normally?
We're not pet friendly normally.
Oh, okay, but are other customers going to see my dogs and they'll be like, "Well, how come he can bring his dogs and I can't bring mine?"
Depends how real they look, you know.
Oh, there's no difference. Like they look like real German shepherds.
Okay.
There's seven of them.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that's fine as long as they're not real.
Oh, yeah, they're not real. But they're just as big as real dogs, and they can definitely bite and kill people.
Okay.
Like, literally, just rip your fingers off. Because, you know, teeth, you know, they have enamel over the metal teeth, but... Man, they can just take a whole hand off if they want.
I mean, they still sound nicer than some humans.
True,
so
yeah,
okay.
I agree. Okay, well, I'll be there pretty soon with my dogs.
Okay, we will see y'all then.
Thanks for letting me bring my dogs in.
Anytime.
Bye. It's like a loophole to bring your dogs into a hotel. Just say they're robot dogs.
Thank you for calling Hall Expressor. This is Jennifer. Would you hold one moment for me, please?
But, bam, I'm in my room and I'm on your Wi-Fi.
Oh, okay. Is everything okay?
Well, no. I hacked into another guest's computer, and I'm watching her on her webcam, and I can see her smoking. She's smoking cigarettes in her room.
Oh, wow.
What do we do?
Yes, sir. She's smoking in a room. What room is it? Do you know?
Oh, I don't know how to tell that because they look. It looks just like my room on the webcam, kind of.
Oh, that's crazy. That is crazy. What floor are you on?
I've been watching her for an hour, and she's been in there smoking.
Oh, wow.
I'm on the second floor.
And she's on the second floor?
Oh, I don't know where she is. I'm on her Wi-Fi. Like, I just logged into her computer, and I was reading her personal documents and stuff. I don't see anything with her name on it in her computer. It just, like, her name is, like, Space Princess or whatever, and I doubt that's real. But she's...
Right, no, sir.
She's in there.
The only thing I know to do is to come down on the second floor and take a sniff and see if I can come across what room it's coming from. Because if you're smelling it, then it's got to be still on the second floor.
Oh, no, I'm not smelling it. I'm watching her on her laptop.
You're just watching her do it.
Yeah, on her webcam. She's actually naked, too.
What?
She's naked. I don't know if we're allowed to be naked in our rooms. But she's sitting in her table and smoking, and she's naked.
Is this real?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry to have to tell you this.
Okay. Well, I will just go on the floor and check that out. What room are you in?
I wouldn't be anywhere near her. I mean, I could be, but I think I'm going to go out and just knock on some doors and like ask them, you know, see if I can find her. And I'll tell her.
Yeah, because, you know, that's kind of personal with her in her room and being situated like that. The smoking, yeah, but the other stuff is a little personal. So I would definitely try to get off of her sight so that I can maybe try to find out who's smoking in the room.
Yeah, I'm going to carry the laptop with me and just go room to room knocking.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to knock on doors.
Once you find out the situation, yeah, just call me and let me know and we'll take it from there for sure.
Okay, all right, because I'm just going to say, is this you? Or do you know who this woman is? And I'm going to have to show them this naked stream of her from her webcam.
Yes, sir. Yeah, let me know when you find this out, please.
Okay, I'm knocking on doors right now. I'm banging on some doors up and down the hallway.
Okay, yes, sir.
See, did you hear it? I really banged on that one. Like, what do you generally do if someone hacks into someone's webcam?
I've honestly never had a situation like this happen. I don't know how you're on her website. I don't know how you're seeing the lady in her room.
I hacked into her computer.
I'm not understanding any of that.
Yeah, I hacked
did you hack into her?
Well, she's on the Wi-Fi too. So any computer that's on the Wi-Fi, I can hack into it. I use my Flipper Zero. It's a hacking tool.
Okay, I have some guests sitting down here that I need to take care of. So is there any way you can maybe try to see the situation and give me a call back, please?
Okay, can you ask them to keep an eye out for anyone smoking in the hotel? Like, you know.
Yes, sir. Most definitely, because we don't allow that.
Smell under doors and stuff. How many floors are in this place?
Four.
Okay, I'm going to keep walking down the hallway and knocking on all these doors.
Denise.
Nobody's answering.
All right, bye. I love you.
I guess I love you too.
Oh, sorry. No, I was on the phone. I was actually in a situation. I'm so sorry.
You're telling another guest that you love them?
No. My sister.
Oh. You shouldn't be talking to your sister. You got guests right there.
It actually was on there and I'd actually hit it. So I was just trying to let her know, like, I'm going to hang up on you. Yeah.
Oh, okay. That makes so much more sense. Should I maybe pop up a window on her computer that says, we know who you are and we can see you on your webcam. You better stop smoking in our hotel. Sincerely, the front desk.
Yeah, if need to, I can come up and try to find out the situation for sure.
Okay. Is there a manager there?
No, honey, there sure isn't. I've been here 5 years, so I'll do my best to try to make whatever's going on figure it out.
Well, is there another employee there?
No, sir, it's just me.
Oh, okay. All right, well, I'm going to keep hacking into computers and looking for violations, and I'll keep knocking on doors.
Okay. All right, sir, thank you.
I'm going to chew them out when I find them.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to tell them I work for the front desk.
And just let me know.
Okay. All right, bye. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Why wouldn't she talk to me? Trying to team up with her and do some superhero shit. Doing my freelance police officer work, but she's not even helping. I should charge her with interfering with police business.
Thank you for calling Best Western. How can I help you?
Hello, I'm a guest here. I'm in my room, you know, and I have a question about the Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
I'm on the Wi-Fi right now. It works just fine. But I've hacked into another guest computer through the Wi-Fi, and they are smoking in their room. They're smoking cigarettes.
Which room?
Oh, I don't know, because I'm just watching them on their webcam through their computer.
That's pretty weird. Which room are you in?
Oh, I'm in 221, I think. But, yeah, I don't know which room this lady's in. She's not even fully dressed, to be honest. She's doesn't have a top on. And
you're sure that's here at the hotel?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Because her room looks pretty much just like mine. You know, all the rooms look alike.
Yeah, that's true.
So, yeah, she's in there smoking, not wearing clothes. I don't know if that part's, you know, that's against the law.
Well, behind what? Closed doors, I mean.
we can be naked in our rooms?
Yeah, that's your business.
Sweet, okay. Just, I didn't know.
But
this lady's smoking, like, she has been smoking pretty much nonstop for the past hour that I've been watching her.
Wow. So, okay, well, we don't have too many guests staying here. I'm sure we could probably figure that out.
Yeah.
I do appreciate you letting us know.
How full would you say the hotel is? Because I've been going up and down the hall knocking on doors. I'm not getting a lot of answers.
No. Well, we're not too busy tonight, but... I'll let my boss know who's here right now, so
yeah,
I'm sure we can figure it out.
I've just been trying to knock on doors so I can, you know, ask them, like, do you know this lady? And I show them the lady on my computer screen. And she's naked, so it's a little awkward.
Yeah. Well, that's probably, she probably wouldn't answer the door if she's naked.
I get yelled at by this one guy. Yeah, but I'm watching her on her webcam, and when I knock, you know, she'd probably look over at the door, so I'll know it's her.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, but we'll figure it out.
That's how I'm going to get her. Okay. I'm going to find this lady tonight.
Okay.
All right. Whatever. Okay. Ah, shit. Whatever. Nobody wants to help me help them. But that's okay. I am ready to end this show. So thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, Whiskey Pete, for being the sponsor of this hobosode. Hope you enjoyed these hotel calls. They're a lot of fun to do.
Holy crap! Holy crap!
I'm typing in code? Are you serious?
Holy crap! Holy crap!
This is my business and I only have one phone.
Holy crap! Holy crap!
One guy owns that ATM machine.
The M stands for machine, so you don't have to say ATM machine.
Holy crap!
Excuse you?
Holy crap!
Okay, you need to just stop.
Holy crap!
Oh, I will.
Can you
will.
Do that?
I will, ma'am.
Holy
I will.
Crap! Holy crap!
Excuse you?
Holy crap!
You are wrong. I'm turning you in.
Holy crap!
You know what?
Holy crap!
I'm not there. I'm not there.
Holy crap!
Okay, I only know one guy that comes in and deals with that machine. He is an individual.
Holy crap!
I'm not doing nothing, sir.
Holy crap! Holy crap!
I'm gonna call the cops.
Holy crap!
I'm not there. I'm not there. I'm not there.
Holy crap!
Excuse you?
Holy crap!
I'm gonna call the cops.
Holy crap!
This has been a prank call, and it's over now, and we just want to have you rate the prank call on a scale of 1 to 10, please.
So I fell for your prank call.
Holy crap!